for the second week in a row. The Broncos will be playing in prime time, trying to get to 3-0 and wrap up September undefeated. Hi, everyone. With Phil Milani and Andrew Mason, I'm Chris Hall. Time to preview this week's game, this time out at Detroit to play the Detroit Lions. Andrew, after two tough tests against two tough defenses, the Broncos in this offense have a chance to really kind of take this next step towards getting it going the way they think it needs to be done correctly. This week could be the chance.
Yeah, Detroit's defense battered right now, of course, on top of losing Ndamukong Suh and Nick Farrell in the offseason. You know, DeAndre Levy has been injured the last couple of weeks. Ziggy Ansah has not practiced throughout this week. It's really a compromised front seven at this point. So the Broncos, I think, have an opportunity to get the running game going. The Lions have struggled against the run against both San Diego and Minnesota the last two games. Adrian Peterson on Sunday had plenty of holes, and I think what you're hoping for this offensive line and this blocking scheme in general as it tries to get going is that this week is an opportunity to create some holes and give Ronnie Hillman and C.J. Anderson some space. A big issue in Kansas City was the fact that they were getting met behind the line of scrimmage way too often. C.J. Anderson was actually met at or behind the line of scrimmage on 8 of 12 runs. So you want to get him to the line of scrimmage and beyond, and then that's when he and Hillman can make some magic happen and get this running game unclogged going forward.
Yeah, and also you want to consider the fact Detroit has that ability, Phil, to go out and score some points. Their first home game, they're going to be fired up. They want to put on a good show in front of their home crowd, get their first win. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Matt Stafford, another tough quarterback leading that team.
Yeah, we all know about Megatron, Calvin Johnson, and Golden Tate. And talking to the Broncos secondary this week, they say, hey, maybe the pressure or the key to that is getting pressure on Stafford. And we know that Matt Stafford kind of got beat up a little bit last week. And you can expect DeMarcus Ware and Von Miller to really try and go after him. We heard defensive coordinator Wade Phillips joke a little bit, you know, like, hey, Stafford's been struggling, but oh, yeah, and then listed off all his statistics this year. So definitely quite the accomplished veteran quarterback back there. So you know he can get it done. But the key for the Broncos defense might be getting pressure on him.
Right, and hopefully after, as we said before, 10 days rest, everyone feeling good, everyone feeling healthy. No, they got plenty of time between that Chiefs game and kickoff for the Detroit Lions. Guys like DeMarcus Ware, who said he's the healthiest he's been in a long time, part of that group that'll be rushing the quarterback. That's it for here. For now, Broncos will travel on Saturday. Again, night kick in Detroit. And, of course, as always, we'll be there live from Ford Field. Look on Twitter for when we will go on air for the Broncos TV Live pregame show. Until then, have a great weekend, everyone. For Phil and Andrew, I'm Chris.